Opponents of abortion in Tennessee say Monday's ruling by the Supreme Court represents a major setback for their cause. It'll probably mean taking a new approach to regulating abortions in the state. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The Supreme Court ruled on a case out of Texas, but everyone agrees it'll have major repercussions in Tennessee. As in Texas, Tennessee requires abortion providers to have permission to see patients in a nearby hospital. And Tennessee also says abortion clinics have to be registered as surgical centers. The Supreme Court says both requirements were more stringent than necessary.
I think it puts our law at jeopardy.
Clarksville Senator Mark Green sponsored legislation to require clinics to become surgical centers. He's also a physician and believes the court got it wrong.
Having taken care of abortions that have gone bad, either women bleeding or women who wind up having retained products and then getting septic, I think this is a bad decision of the Supreme Court.
Green says he, for one, is eager to take another crack at regulations next year. But advocates say abortion is actually less risky than giving birth. The Supreme Court agreed, and it said any state regulations, those in place now or passed in the future, have to provide a greater medical benefit than the burden they impose. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.